Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and pretty sexy people too. Oh my God, is it so good to be back here. I just want you to know that Stephen and I worked and worked and worked trying to get this show up last time, but Blog Talk was just down and there was just no way, guys. So it was interesting to see. You know, it took me a little while to get my balance back because I really look forward to being with all of you every Sunday morning because I love you. You know I do. So if you want to talk to the channel today, and today would be a good time, press 1 so we can get your little hand raised here. Okay. I'm going to recap for a lot of you didn't go on and listen. I actually recorded some of the stuff from last week for those of you that went to find the show. But our work is changing, guys. For those of you that have been with me for a while, you know that they teach us, the channel teaches us, and then we understand and we apply it, and then the work expands. And then they teach us and lay more groundwork, and the work expands. And then, well, we've just gone into a huge expansion. What the channel is saying now, and all this came through because of the book Metahuman that I'm reading, My Clear Intention About Healing Ourselves physically and mentally. The channel is saying we've got to go back to the zero point. Now, they introduced the zero point over a year ago. We worked with it a little bit, but obviously we didn't have enough understanding to apply it. Now we do. The zero point is where nothing is and everything is possible. So you're going to the place of nothing to create something. That's not what we're doing right now. We're still trying to fix and shift and redirect. And that's been the basis of the work up until now, is redirecting the energy. Now, they just want us to go to the zero point where, let's say you're working on high blood pressure. You go to the zero point where high blood pressure doesn't even exist. It's an illusion. It's not there. Now, you have memories in your life of when you didn't have high blood pressure. So, you know it's not a fait accompli, but there are myriad of belief systems there that say the older you get, or it's genetic, or whatever your subconscious driving of your dis-ease is about. So if we go to the zero point where none of the negative things are, then all we do is hook into the positive love, peace, joy places available to us in the universe. Because they told me you have to go to God first. You have to include God in the scenario. And God in our community is all thought and all possibility. So it's a true statement that going to the zero point is essential for creation. It takes away all the attachment, guys. So we're not attached to getting any kind of outcome. We are only creating what we want. And you know what you focus on, you create more of. The zero point is the highest point of creation. The zero point is where there is no resistance. And we stop reactivating the negative thought patterns that created the disease in the first place. Okay? So, here's the statement. I am the zero point of all health and wellness. I am. You're defining yourself as I am the creative force that is the zero point of all health and wellness. Now, if you have enough money, you're in health and wellness. If you have beautiful relationships, you're in health and wellness. If you have a divine, beautiful partner, you are in health and wellness. If your body and your mind and your brain are in balance, you are in health and wellness. So health and wellness covers every subject of your life, not just your physical health. However, when we know that we create our physical health, we absolutely know we create everything. It's like me with money when I started. So, according to the channel and everybody that I've had check this, I'm just starting to work on this, guys. So it's going to be an exploration of expansion together in the community. And I'm excited because I've been holding this intention for a long time. According to the channel, the norm, the median point of time for all this to really begin to show an experience in our lives is 3 weeks to 4 weeks. Now, again, I urge you not to have an agenda. All right, I'm going to get off the phone and I'm going to go do this and I'm going to claim this because it will create for me, you are going to the zero point to experience the love. And of course, you always start from the love place, guys. So you go to your love place, you get to your zero point just by intention. Take me to my zero point. I am the zero point of health and wellness. When I say there's anything else to do, I get a no. So, gosh, can you guys join me in this so we can explore this? Because I know within myself we have the power to create health and wellness in every area of our life. Now, the other piece of information. If you want to protect yourself from COVID energetically, make sure your chakras are open. The fear of the virus and everything that's going on in the world right now, we're shutting our chakras off which shuts the energy flow off, which doesn't allow I am the zero point of health and wellness to fly out into the universe and play with the universe, because we've stopped our energy flow. When you open your chakras, your whole brain integrates. And that equals I am in control. And we know that the energetic base of the virus is I have no control. It stems from that fear. I want to talk to you, because it's so prevalent, about what's going on with the masks and the irateness that we're witnessing in the world now. I want you to be clear that not following the rules is a lack of self-love. People that aren't wearing a mask are saying, I dare you to love me anyway. But I'm telling you that if you're one of those people who are fighting wearing a mask, arguing with people about it, not following social distancing, you probably don't belong in this community. That's as plain as I can say it, guys, and you know I don't usually go there. But the channel is just saying, we got to put up or shut up now. Are we going to walk our talk? Are we going to be the people that we say we are? Okay. Our next webinar, dear Lord, I almost fell over when they gave me this, is July 22nd, which is coming up pretty quickly, 10 days. COVID, Black Lives Matter, and voting. I said, are you kidding me? We're putting all those together? The channel said, just start writing. So far I have 3 pages of notes. And it's amazing how they're all interconnected. It's going to be quite a webinar, and the channel has given me, well, some people will call it political information. I call it consciousness information, guidance. You know, I always talk about politics from the perspective of consciousness and love. But they gave me some pretty specific information for the webinar that I have to bring out because I'm told to do it. Okay, I'm also working on this new health summit, guys. And again, this expands out from this clear intention I've made, that we know in experience the creation of healing ourselves. So be open to miracles, will you? That's what I'm asking you to do right now. Be open to miracles. I haven't posted it yet. I want to film a couple of more things to include in it, but there's going to be webinars. There's going to be email assistance during the program when you need it. Channeling with the body book if you need it. I'm like going to be yours during the summit. Okay. And this is my passion and my strong commitment to create this knowing and this knowing and experience for us. All righty. Can I go to the callers? Yes, I can. Guys, ask me anything. Ask me what you really want to know. Okay, we're going to start with Bridget in Colorado. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Well, this is a shock because actually I was talking with Stephen about the recording. So, what do we want to talk about? So glad you got to the zero point. I've learned about that a long time ago, so I'm ready to play. So with
get
that and healing, how about I have been diagnosed as needing a new hip, not immediately, but a hip replacement down the road. So how about I would like to repair my hip so that I don't even need surgery.
Okay, so this is what they're saying. You can't mentally go to the place where you're repairing your hip because
it keeps
your brain focused on the hip that's not good. While we're focusing on what we don't want, we're trying to create what we do want, and that's just not going to work anymore. I mean, this is going to change all of our work. So everybody's just going to have to play with me while they teach us. You're a part of this. You guys are all a part of why all this information is shifting as rapidly as it is. So they want you to know, is it your right hip?
Left.
Okay. Your hips are about stepping into your power. Okay, and your
sense.
Left and your left side is your feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to balance right off the bat, and I am the zero point of health and wellness. Does this, it brings the balance of the masculine and feminine together. Because guys, just like making a baby, the masculine and the feminine have to be in balance within themselves, and then they have to be in balance working together for their creation to be brought about. Okay, so just know that when you're claiming I am the zero point of health and wellness, it includes walking forward in your power with fluidity. Those are the words. And that your masculine and feminine are brought back into balance. According
Thank you,
and guys, anybody that's testing, please test everything today. Question it. As you know, I don't want to use the word doubt, but question. So because your question may be the very thing that gets us to an expanded understanding even more. And you remember when somebody called into the show and said, when will I know that I'm there? And the channel said, you'll know you're there when you know there's no there to get to. It's just a continual expansion of understanding and learning. Okay? There isn't anything else, Bridget. Did you get your answer?
Absolutely, Dee. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. That was, you see, right off the bat, some good discernment. So I got up this morning and I had a hitch in my get-along and I went, I don't want this. And the channel said, excuse me? I went, oh, yeah. That's keeping me focused on what I don't want. Got it. Okay, I am. And it's a level of trust. I am the zero point of health and wellness because we want to play in finding out what it's all about. And it's okay to know what it's all about as long as you trust that all of that is brought into balance and alignment and harmony with the statement and the direction. All right, we're going to Miss Alicia in Florida. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to connect with you. I I found your books a few days ago, and I am feeling like I found a long friend, like really language. And I've been reading and reading your books. I did nothing. Like just reading, like devouring your laughing with you, crying with you. So beautiful. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, darling, for
giving yourself to us this beautiful way. So, I am practicing everything that you teach us in the books, and I didn't prepare my question. I know what I want to ask, but I just want to go to this zero point to reclaim my I am divine love and I am free, because at some point, for some reason, I create the situation to being undocumented in United States. And
Say that again, Alicia, because I kind of lost you. You created what about the United States?
I create the situation to being undocumented in United States. So I've been in this process of forgiveness, forgive myself for creating the situation, forgiving the authorities that for the mistake they made, I am in this situation. So my question is, how can I reclaim my freedom so I can be finally free and travel again and got my driver license and got my work permit, because sometimes I am not living my life to the fullest because I am afraid to be, you know, catch up in the road without driver license or
being
deported.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because of that, my health begins to decline, because, you know that when you're not living your life.
Anytime you put yourself under this kind of stress, your health is going to break down.
Yeah, it was. And I got paralyzed.
If you believe that, and most of us do. So my first question to you is, have you started any paperwork so that you can be a citizen?
I am doing the process that I can at this point, because it's not so much that I can do at the level at the physical world. I am waiting for a court letter so I can go to a judge to review, so he can review my case. That's the only way that I can work now.
You've got it on this plane. You've taken the steps to start positively creating what you want.
Yes, I know I can work.
All right, Alicia. So we're hang in here with me, guys, because you know we just follow the breadcrumbs. We're going to a past life thing. Do you believe in past lives, Alicia? Okay. Well, a lot of people go, I don't know. Okay, this is, hold on, I'm waiting for the, okay, the channel is saying, you think you have to do this to pay off the karma from another life.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I could never have come up with that one from my conscious mind. So, in other words, you literally came into the world with the belief that you have to be prosecuted energetically in some way so that you can pay off your karma. Now, let me talk for a minute about karma. This is what the channel says about karma. I have a limiting belief. I keep creating that limiting belief equals karma. I change my belief. I let go of all that limiting belief. No more karma. I want you to start directing every day when you get up in the morning, and and you're directing energy when you do this. Today, I am free. In every way, I am free. And I am free to create me. I am the zero point of health and wellness.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
Now, guys, I want to remind you that you always start in your love place. And your love place is any place you think of that opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. You always start from love. Always. Okay?
Yes.
And then you take, because your freedom feels like love, Alicia. You don't have to pay for that ever again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
This will help the universe conspire to lay things out and take you to the places and bring the people to you that will help you create what you want. Okay?
Yes.
All right, my love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I love you too. You bet. All right, Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. First day message today, but in actuality, I would love freedom from regression, past life regression, of an answer to rid myself of, so that I may have peace in my heart.
So you see, really what you want, Pat, is peace in your heart. You didn't even have to say any of the other stuff. And that's what they're trying. No, they're not trying. They're adamantly telling us. Just say what you want. Go to the zero point. Everything you want is in health and wellness. So it's a true statement. I'm testing it right now. Hold on. I'm balanced. I'm switched. I'm getting the highest information. There's my big yes. It's a true statement that when you are at the zero point of health and wellness, there is no karma, no payment from past lives. The past life stuff drops away. The future, the negative future life stuff drops away. Everything comes into balance in the zero point. Okay? It's going to make it so much easier to create what you want. But we have to get out of these old patterns that we've been in now. Right? So tell me succinctly what you want.
I need to get the physical anxiety. I need to start with that.
All right. So we don't even want to bring anxiety into it. Now that we know what we don't want, the opposite of anxiety for you is what? Peace?
Yeah, peace. Physical peace in my body.
Okay. How about... How about we just say peace. That's our intention is
and
to
love.
Create peace and love everywhere in my life. I am the zero point of health and wellness around all of that. And it's done for us. If anybody's testing opposite, I want to hear it because that means there's an opportunity to get to something higher, but can you all just play with me here and let's start using this for 3 to 4 weeks? What, Pat? You had a question.
How do we know if we're testing opposite?
Well, usually you're feeling it, but when I say you're testing opposite right now, I get a no.
Okay.
And guys, if you want to make sure, those of you that are testing, tap with your fingers, tap right over your ears on your little bone there. find the indentation in your neck, tap it 3 times as you exhale, hold your fist up with your fingers pointing toward your eyes on the count of three. Everybody just bring your hand toward your face and pop your fingers open like a firework. 1, 2, 3. That unswitches you. If you do that, you're balanced and you're not switched.
Could you, that confused me. The bone on your ear and then indentation. Could you explain those two?
Well, you just tap. You tap over on the bones right above your ear.
Right above. Oh, okay. On your skull?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the indentation where?
In your neck.
Okay.
You found it?
Neck.
That's where your thyroid is.
Oh,
you tap
okay.
it while you breathe okay. out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then pop your fingers.
Okay.
You also can say, I am directing myself to be balanced
okay.
in every way.
Okay. Anything for my birthday?
Well,
and thank you.
I'm.
That was it, huh? thank
I'm,
you.
They're saying they just gave you the best birthday gift anybody
thank
can
you.
Give you. That
okay.
guy.
Thank you. Thank
you, bet,
you all.
Sweetheart.
Blessings.
Bet.
Blessings. Thanks so much. God bless.
Susan, where the heck have you been in Niagara Falls, huh?
I'm still here in Niagara Falls.
Yeah. You okay?
I'm okay. My house is not okay.
What's the matter with your house?
Well, we had a rainstorm, a hailstorm, about 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. And the new roof that I had put on 6 years ago leaked. I had a flood in a couple of rooms up in my attic.
It should still be under warranty.
Yes, and I called up the homeowners the insurance that I have, and they told me that it wasn't covered because it was ongoing from a problem with the chimney, and so they weren't going to cover it.
Well, the channel is suggesting that you call the roofers themselves. It should be under warranty, and they should fix it.
Yes, that's what the insurance man told me, that they should fix it, because he said basically...
Well, okay, have you called them?
No, I'm having a hard time getting a hold of them. Nobody can get a hold of them. They did a bad job to begin with, apparently, so... he's
call
out
the better call the Better Business Bureau. I'm telling you guys, I'm over... people not doing their job and being responsible.
Yeah. That's
so whenever I get to run around and people aren't responsible after I give them 2 or 3 opportunities, I call the Better Business Bureau. It's miraculous how fast they deal with it and get it done then.
Okay. I wanted to get your intake on that because it's been frustrating for me physically. I mean, physically, I'm doing great. You know, health-wise.
Good.
Awesome. It's just this house, you know, I didn't expect that at all. And then to have my you know, insurance turned down, I'm like, what the
yeah.
heck?
Yeah. Okay, Susan. So your house is kind of a metaphor for the universe. Let the universe take care of you. Know that it's built strongly. Know you can trust it.
Okay.
No, you're protected.
Okay.
So, okay? And then call the Better Business. I'm telling you, the Better Business Bureau staff is coming through the channel.
Okay.
Which is weird in itself. Okay?
That is awesome information. That is exactly what I needed to know, because I'm like really like, well, should I just freaking move out of this house? Find a better house that doesn't have problems, or just... What the hell am I doing now?
Well, since you asked the question, That's not the right question, whether you should move energetically. You should move out, this is in quotes, of the
okay.
house that you believe does not protect you, which is the universe. So, you know, guys, when we get ourselves in harmony within ourselves, like Einstein said, whatever you want, find that frequency within you and match it to the universe, and the universe has to bring it to you.
Okay. There's one more thing. We just had a rainstorm, and my backyard, I absolutely hate doing yard work. And
all right,
my
get to it, Susan, please. I got a lot of callers, so just get there.
Okay.
Tell me
so
what you need.
I need to know, why is it that I'm hating to get out there and do my yard work, which is, I mean, I hate my yard. I really do. And I it's just.
That's why. Why would you go out there to work if you hate it? You see,
because
guys, you cannot move on any energy if you judge it. So you're saying, well, I really hate my yard. Boy, I ought to get out and work out in the yard. No, I love my yard. I love my home. I love the fact that I have room when people don't have any room. Let's start with a little gratitude first, Susan.
Okay. Here's the thing, is the weeds that keep coming up, and I keep getting rid of them, and it's like a never-ending story.
Okay, well, Google it. You know, Susan, Google it. Because, again, it's just a metaphor of, let's say, negative thoughts. The negative thoughts are going to keep sprouting and keep sprouting, and you're going to keep digging them up as long as you're focused on the weeds. Focus on the beautiful flowers that you're going to plant and enjoy.
All right.
See, it's everything about what we're talking about with a zero point. But if you look out and you go, all I see is weeds, you're not at the zero point because you're already in the negative.
I understand.
Okay. All right, baby.
All right.
Keep me posted on the Better Business Bureau, will you? I'm interested in what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Maria in San Francisco. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so very much.
Hi, baby. You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Quickly, I kind of one part question, and I wanted to know what is causing my high calcium. And
that's
how
not the right
can...
question.
Oh, okay.
Are you on magnesium also?
I was, but I ran out.
Yeah, well, you have to take magnesium with calcium because they balance each other out. I'm not a doctor. And when I say that's what's causing, but I get a no. But when I say that's what is exacerbating it, I get a yes. Well, dear, they want me to go to the body book. Let me see if I can get it because, you know, I don't usually go to the body book on the show. Hang on. This is going to serve everybody. I can't wait. I'm not going to calcium. All right. 0 through 100, 0 through 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 65, 60, 61. We're going to page 63. Hang on. Da, 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 da. Here. Okay, they're saying for you, this is the basis of the imbalance. Oh my God. They are totally terrified of the process of life and of the world. They have a fearful distrust of just about everything, and they feel utterly unsafe in the world. That's the energetic cause. So let's see, what does calcium do, Maria?
It strengthens the bones, infrastructure of your body.
Right. So if you have a belief and distrust that you're unsafe in the world, you're going to try and get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger to fight all the negativity off. And energetically, that's what the channel is saying is at the basis of everything. Again, I am the zero point of health and wellness. We'll bring everything back into balance, guys. Okay, so trust yourself. Trust the world. Guys, let me go over this again. Three things have to be in alignment. How you see yourself, how you see the world, and how you see the world seeing you. And let me just say, if you're not getting the daily emails and the Monday e-blasts in between the show, you're missing out on half the work. Because I talk about all of this stuff. And if you say, let's say I'm working on being an actress. I know I'm an actress. I know I'm a beautiful actress. But I'm looking out at the world and going, well, they don't see me as an actress. They don't see me as a player. They don't see me, you know, and there's not any room out there in the world for me to be who I want to be, then even if you know it within yourself, you're seeing a world that's not going to allow you to do it. And you're seeing a world that's looking back at you and judging you. How are we going to create what we want if we're not open to seeing the world of all thought and all possibility and allowing that to be open to everything we want to create? We have to know that we are playing with the universe, who wants to give us everything we want. But, and the universe can't know what we want if we keep saying this is what I don't want. Did you understand all that, Maria? Is that your
answer? Yes, I'm just trying to figure out how to apply it to, or to apply that now, continuing forward to moving from this house and dealing with the family that I live with. Because everything that you just said is what's reflecting in the world that's going on here.
Well, it's reflecting in the world because it's your belief.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you, you know, you're saying, how can I move out from this family while I see a world that I don't trust? So right there, you're going to hit a wall leaving that family because you're going, well, it's shit here, but man, I can't trust anything out there in the world. The world's never coming through for me. So that keeps you stuck, Maria. And you've got to start shifting. Trust is the highest word. I trust me. I trust the world. Together we create joy, harmony, peace, love, security, and abundance. Together we create that. And when you claim, I am the zero point of all health and wellness, that all starts lining up for you. Okay. Start playing with that. And I mean playing with it. Okay. All right. Let me Let me see. Sandy, North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby Kate.
It's, you know, we're playing with health. So my thing this week has been the stamina and the energy. And I've started doing a kidney cleanse detox. And because I was thinking, well, I need to get the flow going, you know?
Sandy,
so,
did you take any advice that I know Masami gave you some advice and I gave you some advice?
Yes, I've been taking my B12s and I feel better.
Good.
I did feel better. And then it was like one day the cliff came up again.
Okay,
so
all right, stop right there.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
You just expressed a belief. Going to this page here. Yeah. Okay. Here's a new one. I can only be God for a little while. I can
okay.
only create for a little while and then everything falls out on me.
Okay.
Well, is that a belief that's going to get you what you want?
Oh, no, but it definitely is true. So, yeah.
Well, it's true because you believe it. The belief,
right.
Remember, always comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hold on. There's one more thing about. They want to remind you, Sandy, that all there is energy and all you are is energy. So to say I don't have enough energy is not possible. Mm-hmm. To say I'm experiencing myself as having no energy is more accurate. So
okay.
Again, you know you want to feel like you have bunches of energy, right? You want that experience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I would start working with knowing that, being clear about that. You see, you don't go to how it feels like not to have energy.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your love place and you connect having lots of energy with your love place, because that's going to tell your brain, oh, I get it. That's where it feels good. When I have more energy. And then use the zero point statement.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, I'm not getting any. They're adamant that we work with this.
And I know all that. It just, you know, it's good to hear from the channel. And it reboots me.
I understand that. And when I started this work, Sandy, I said, I'll do it, but only if I'm teaching people to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in this community, we all take responsibility for our own creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, darling. Love
Thanks.
You. You're welcome. Lynn, what's up?
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited about the zero point. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. And
are you testing? Because you're a good tester. Are you testing?
Yes, I'm testing.
Okay.
When Susan was talking about the Better Business Bureau, when you were talking about that, what I got was they're the same. The people that are not doing the work responsibly are the same. Are like the same people that don't want to wear the masks or don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
they're like the little child who's acting out.
Right. And so we're
going
to
act out. I'm going to act out so I can get your attention and I can feel love from you.
So we're having to go to the Better Business Bureau in order to straighten that out. Is there a way we're able to do that without having to like go to another, well, we just do it within ourselves. And then
everything starts within yourself. Everything starts within yourself. So if you go to the Better Business Bureau while you're saying the world still screws me over, probably not going to get the response that you want, right?
Right.
Okay.
So my question is this. Is that what my boyfriend is doing by going to – yeah. He went to Lake Havasu with 9 of his friends for 4 days, 3 days, and I don't want to see him until, like,
no, ma'am.
Past the time.
No, ma'am. You have to quarantine.
Yeah. So I'm not going to see him, and he's not happy about it, but it's just
– tough.
It feels so irresponsible, and it doesn't – like – I'm not a match to that. I'm not a match to somebody who does that.
Nope. You have to love yourself enough to take care of yourself, Lynn.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm telling you,
awesome.
If anybody out there has kids or grandkids, test this with me, please, Lynn. The channel says you're crazy if you're sending your kids back to school. It's not safe. According to the information that I get, it will just start to begin, and begin is the operative word, to be a little safer around the first couple of weeks of November of this year. What do you get when you test that?
I get a big yes. My head went to what I received was more like January, February, but November, yes. The beginning is
the
yes,
beginning.
November.
The beginning, yeah. The beginning is the operative word. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Oh, my God. Mika, is that really you?
It's really me. Can you hear me?
I can. Oh, my God. How great to hear from you. We're almost at the end of the show, and I just scrolled down and saw your name. What's
Yay.
Up, woman?
Well, I just graduated from law school, and I'm preparing for the bar exam.
Good for you, baby. Take some consciousness into that.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I love this opening, the zero point. It's just a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So with all of that in mind, and just knowing like this task that's ahead of me, and what do I need to focus on? Can I do something broader? Like, what am I taking into this so that I'm passing with flying colors and I'm barred and licensed and all that?
You just need to know that the spiritual work that you know and that you are is a perfect match to the legal profession if you hold that intention. There's a little bit of, gosh, can I be who I really am consciousness-wise? And the answer is you can be anything you want to be if you don't doubt and have a fear that you can't be. Hold on. I don't get anything else, Mika.
Okay.
You're just going to fly. Just, you know, guys, those of you that are writing, taking tests, starting a new career, open up your channel. You see, that's what they're talking about, the masculine and feminine working together. Let your channel bring in information for you, Mika. And we're not taught to think that law and legal expertise go along with channeling. But they do. You will be given much higher information and guidance if you use the universe along with your brain. That's all I'm getting.
Okay.
There's
so
just
this is
that.
My focus. this is, I mean, I guess it's like the big, obviously one and done. I'm passing the first time. And so then it's maybe less.
You've already passed it, Mika.
It's already passed. Yeah.
You've already passed it. You're already a lawyer.
Yeah.
I am complete. Just know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me know, will you?
Yeah.
I'll have a little celebration for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you, honey. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Mika has been with me since the beginning, since the very, very, very beginning. So, Tanisha in Connecticut. I'm out of time. I can't take your call, but the channel says please email me with your question. There's something they have for you. Okay? I know didn't get – well, we got through a lot of callers, but I just had so much information. Guys, please, you don't want to miss this next webinar. I'm just telling you. And as always, if your consciousness tells you you need financial help, email Lauren. We will arrange it for you. If you know that you can afford it, then step forward. And if anybody wants to help sponsor, because as we know, there's a lot of challenges financially right now for a lot of people not working, step forward and give. You know, we all win in every thing I just mentioned. Again, it's in 10 days. Oh my God. All righty. Say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.